As Massachusetts Senate campaign races toward the December 8th primaries, a new website is generating a buzz and concern among election watchers. The site is part blog, part news, part campaign press release, and it's all run by a Bay State resident who refuses to reveal his identity. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
KennedySeat.com is solely devoted to the Senate race and is run by someone who says he's a political junkie mourning the loss of Senator Ted Kennedy. The author says he prefers to remain anonymous because he has a day job that is non-political. WBUR knows who he is, but more on that later. First, the blog. It has some original reporting, press releases, and observations. It's caught the attention of longtime political junkies.
Kennedy Seat has become what I call destination media for people involved in this particular race.
Michael Goldman is a senior political consultant at the Government Insight Group.
It's doing something that has never been done before. Somebody who we really don't know about has decided to be an impartial observer. Almost like a fan, if you will, at a baseball game from the seats.
Goldman is consulting to Congressman Michael Capuano's campaign in this race. He's looking at the website every day to see in one place what's going on in the other campaigns. That's how Dave Jacobson, spokesman for Alan Casey's campaign, is using it too.
I think it's fantastic that someone is covering the race like this. You know, it's a tremendous resource for our campaign. I'm sure it is for the other campaigns.
Republican Scott Brown says KennedySeat.com is a helpful source of information. Republican Jackie Robinson says it's doing a great job covering all angles of the race. Democratic candidate Stephen Pagliuca has just started running paid advertisements on the site. According to the author, it gets up to 550 visitors a day, which is good for a blog, but not a lot for a news website. The Coakley campaign also checks it several times a day, says spokeswoman Alex Zaroulis.
To have a shortened campaign like this one in such a condensed amount of time, and to have a website and a blog sprout up so quickly and become so watched so quickly is very interesting.
But it's also a concern, according to an aide on one of the Senate campaigns who doesn't want to be named for fear of crossing the influential website. The campaigns have to take seriously someone who won't reveal who they are and whether they're working for a political campaign or organization. But political consultant Michael Goldman says he believes the author is an unbiased observer.
He hasn't stiffed anyone, and his observations have been extraordinarily fair and balanced, and that's something that a lot of times people think they don't necessarily get because obviously operatives are always spinning.
The website's author calls himself the Senator. He contacts the campaigns daily and conducted email interviews with each candidate, which he's posted online. To some extent, he's acting like a journalist, so it's blurring the line between anonymous blogging and journalism with a byline. But that doesn't bother journalism professor and media blogger Dan Kennedy.
It is a little unusual to see an anonymous site doing interviews with candidates and things like that. It would certainly be a boost in credibility if the person who's doing it would say who he or she is.
So who is KennedySeat.com? He's a 29-year-old Democrat who says he's a political nut. He's been a candidate himself, but never an office holder, and he's worked on Beacon Hill. He says he's just trying to call the Senate contest as he sees it. But even with his close eye on the race, he still hasn't decided who he's going to vote for. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.